Did you see what I posted on Facebook today, by the way?
No.
Oh, yeah. This is interesting. I'm kind of curious what you think about this. When you were a kid, was there like other kids in your neighborhood that you looked at and thought, like, I don't know, they had something in particular and it made you think, wow, they must be rich. Like, that person's rich. Mm-hmm. Like, I remember there was this girl, Debbie, that I used to play with, and she had the 64 crayons, the Crayola crayons with the sharpener in the back, like 64. That was, I was like, they must be rich.
She had
like,
the big box.
She had that big box. Yeah. And I was like, that's impressive.
When I was growing up, it was all about bikes, who had the nicest bike. And it was pretty easy to tell who had the most expensive BMX bike. I mean, you could drop some major coin on a good bike.
Right. And so, then if they had a good bike, you're like, wow, they must be rich.
Yeah, because this dude named Ryan had a CW bike that was just out of control. And I don't know how Ryan got this bike, but his parents had to be rich. And I couldn't tell you if Ryan was rich or not. I have no idea. Ryan could have been, you know, the poorest kid in school, but he had a CW. And it was a badass bike. And we all thought he was rich.
Dan thought if your family had gone to Disneyland for vacation, you must be rich.
Right.
That's a good one. Jeremy said if they had a DVD player.
My friend next down the street, he had an Atari. So
he was so rich. He had
Atari before anybody else did.
Right.
So, and he had a drum set and Atari. So I don't think his parents were that rich, but yeah, that was Mike. And Mike had dough. So, or Mike acted like he had dough.
I remember one of my friends I thought was really rich because the mom and the dad worked and they both had a Dodge Dart. So there were two Dodge Darts at their house. You know, I didn't know the Dodge Darts were not, I mean, they weren't Mercedes, but they were, you know, they were, they had two cars.
Mm-hmm.
Like the mother had a car and the father had a car. I was like, wow, they must be loaded.
I had a friend one time who had air conditioning in every room. I'm like, how do you live at this speed? This is crazy. Because my parents were the only one that had air conditioning in their room. They said, screw the kids. You're not having air conditioning. We're the only ones that have air conditioning.
How about somebody that moved? Like, I lived in the same crappy house for so long. Anytime somebody moved, I was like, they must be rich. They moved from house to house. They went to a second house.
Oh, so they would just move in the neighborhood. They wouldn't move to a different school. They would just move, like, a block over.
You know, or they'd move to the next neighborhood. But the point is, like, they would leave their house and move to another house. Mm-hmm. Like, you know,
I never thought that was rich. My thought was, if you had HBO...
Right.
If you had HBO and an Atari like Mike did,
right?
Forget about it.
You were loaded.
Yeah, Mike had all the fun stuff. So you would want to sleep over at Mike's house because Mike would have Zapped on at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And you could watch that because he had HBO.
Chris said if their house had a basement.
Yeah. Mike had a basement.
This guy, Mike, seems to be... Mike might have been rich.